You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Colossians chapter 4 and verse 17. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. I want you to note the construction of this verse. Archippus had received a ministry in the Lord, because it is the Lord that gives a man ministry. But the fact that he has received it in the Lord does not mean that automatically it will come to pass. The scripture says, tell him to take heed that he fulfill that ministry. It is your responsibility to take heed to fulfill the ministry. The ministry is not going to be fulfilled just because you received it. Many ministries are lying fallow because those who received it in the Lord are doing nothing about it. Brethren, ministry will translate to work, hard work. When Jesus told John to write the book of Revelation and send it to the seven churches, did you know there was no typewriter? There was no Microsoft Word. He had to write it with hand. He had to write it dipping something inside a form of ink. And he had to make seven copies of that and send it. That is work. If he didn't do that labor, all the vision, all the revelation will end up with him. None of us will have the book of Revelation today. What is it that God had given to you? You must commit yourself to fulfilling it. God has committed a children ministry unto you. It is you that must go out, find out about children ministry, research about the problems that are available, seek the Lord to know what are the steps that you ought to take, what are the things that you ought to do. And this thing requires hard work. You see, a lazy person can never fulfill the ministry of God. A lazy person can never fulfill the ministry of God. If God has called you and said, you are going to be financing my work, it is you that must go to God and begin to seek, Lord, what should I do? What are the platforms you are giving me to end this finance for me to put in your work? How do you want me to go about it? You must think about it. You must commit yourself to it. You must give yourself to it. If God had called you to reach out to teenagers, or God had given you a ministry to the youth, or God has called you to be a pastor, you are the one that will labor. The work requires labor. You have to prepare Bible study. You are going to do Sunday school for 12 months. And do you know how many Sundays that is? You have to prepare studies for all of that. You have Bible study meetings. You have to prepare all of that. You have to spend time praying. You have to spend time in the Word of God. It is a labor. If you don't commit to it, it will never be done. You must be committed to it. Jesus was committed to it. He will wake up early in the morning and first go and pray. Then from that time, do you know how Jesus walked? So much that any little break to travel on the sea, you know how cool the sea will be. Jesus will sleep off. That was why he slept in the boat. Jesus was trekking. He was not using chariot. He was not using horses. All the land of Israel, he was trekking. The anointing he received did not make him magically to be appearing in places. It required hard work. My brother and sister, may the work of God not fail in your hand because you are lazy. May that work not fail because you have not taken heed to ensure that you fulfill it. You've been saying it for years that God had called you to do this. God had called you to do this. But you have not taken any step towards it. You just assume that it's going to happen. It will never happen like that. Go and check everybody that God called. They worked and they work hard. You must take heed. You must keep seeking the Lord. What do you want me to do next? How do I go about this? You must walk. It takes work for you to be able to fulfill the ministry. You must spend time in the place of prayer. You say God has called you. How many times have you prayed about what God has called you to do? How many times have you invested to say, Lord, how do I go about this? What do you want me to do? Sometime I needed an app. I don't know how to use that app. I have to go on YouTube and spend hours watching videos. Sometime I spend 8-10 hours on one single video. Sometime I wake up. From when I wake up 4 a.m., I may not get to sleep again. And I'm not exaggerating this. Until maybe 1 a.m. the following morning, I will not get to sleep. I can't just say, oh, I've received a call. He has called me. It will work out. It will not work out like that. He says, take heed to the ministry, the one that he has committed to your hand. Stop gossiping about other people's own. You take heed to your own that you fulfill it. You see, my prayer is that may you fulfill that which Jesus has mercifully and graciously committed into thy hand in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. To learn more about the burden and the program of the ministry, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.